Now notice, our Lord comes back and says that to Nicodemus in probably the most familiar verse that we have in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, there are two things that we need to note here. One is that we are told, ye must be born again. But in this section, we're told the Son of Man must be lifted up. They're related. It takes the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ. He must be lifted up. And since he's been lifted up and he bore our penalty, then now the Spirit of God can regenerate us and we must be born again. That's the only way God can receive us. Now, the motivation is that God so loved the world. God never saved the world by love. That's a big mistake today. It doesn't say God so loved the world, he saved the world. Because the love of God could never save a sinner. God does not save by love, friends. God saves by grace. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, how does God save? By grace. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and you can write your name in there, I can write mine, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you have here with the word believe, the little preposition in. It means to believe in Christ, means to trust him as the one who bore the penalty for your sins, and that he died in your room and in your stead. Now notice he goes on, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn or to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. If you'll notice, when he came the first time, he was not a judge. He made it very clear to this man who wanted him to sit in judgment between himself and his brother. He said, who made me a judge over you? He didn't come as the judge the first time. He came as the Savior. He comes the next time as the judge. And he says here that God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But if you don't, you're already condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name. What is that name? It's the name of Jesus. You'll call his name Jesus because he's the Savior of the world. Now you see, he's talking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and the Pharisees believed that the Messiah, when he came, he would judge. And in the Old Testament, presented two aspects of the coming of the Messiah. He was coming as a Savior, coming to die, come to pay a penalty. And then he was coming as the judge, and the word here means that. And they had reason to believe that the Messiah would be a judge when he came, because we are told in Psalm 2 and verse 6, he shall judge them with a rod of iron. Daniel speaks of him as the judge of the whole earth. And in Psalm 45, why we're told there he'll judge the world in righteousness. And in Isaiah 11 again, we're told that he's the righteous judge, and then again in Isaiah 42. And even the prophets mention this. Well, friends, the Lord Jesus is making it very clear now to Nicodemus that God sent not his Son into the world this time to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It's God's redemptive purpose, embracing the entire world. He's not to condemn, not to judge the world. Now, in Christ, there's no condemnation. But those that are not in Christ are already condemned. There are a great many that feel like the world's on trial today. It's not. The world is lost. You and I live in a lost world. And we not wait until the final judgment day to see. You're already lost. That position is something like this. You ask a man in prison to accept a pardon, whether he will or not. And that's the gospel today. It's not telling man you're on trial. It tells man that he's lost. He's already in prison waiting for execution, but there's a pardon offered to him. And the point is, will you accept the pardon? My, how wonderfully clear that is, by the way. And it makes clear what the gospel really is. It's to save those that are already lost.